Politicians, faith leaders, and community members staged a march on Saturday in response to President Donald Trump's executive order suspending new refugee admissions and blocking travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Protesters displayed homemade signs with slogans like "Mormons for Refugees" and "Fight Ignorance, Not Immigrants," as the march made its way from the Wallace F. Bennett Federal Building to a rally at the Utah State Capitol Rotunda. There, demonstrators listened to a prayer by Imam Mohammed Mehtar of Khadija Mosque and the Islamic Society of Salt Lake. Refugees within the community shared their stories, including a recently resettled Syrian woman and Aidan Batar, Director of Immigration and Refugee Resettlement for Catholic Community Services. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski also addressed the thousands who had turned out to support refugees and made references to Utah's immigrant past.
Whether you trace your roots in Utah back to hand carts, back to mining, or a simple ski trip, or if you came as a refugee, we are great state.
Utah officials have had mixed reactions to the president's executive order. While not condemning the order itself, some members of Utah's all-Republican delegation in Congress, including Senator Orrin Hatch and Representative Mia Love, have expressed support for refugees fleeing terror. Republican Governor Gary Herbert also recently addressed Trump's ban. Citing the state's history of accepting refugees, Herbert said the president needs to take a nuanced approach when balancing the nation's security needs while respecting immigrants.
I'm less inclined to say let's keep people out from wherever their origin is. We have a lot of people in Syria that are probably running from terrorism that aren't terrorists. And so, more important to me is who they are, what they are, as opposed to where they come from.
Despite concerns from some in his party, Utah GOP Chair James Evans stands behind the president's decision. In an interview with KCPW, Evans said images of refugees touch the, quote, humanity in all of us, but people who are opposed to the order need to rethink their position.
I think this is about making sure America is safe. It's a temporary ban, and it's unfortunate that there are those who are choosing to politicize this to the disadvantage of an honest and complete discussion on how can we move forward as a nation and continue our role of humanity, but at the same time, make sure that we are safe as a nation.
On Friday, a federal judge in Seattle put a nationwide block on the president's order. As a result, the U.S. State Department said it would reverse the revocation of visas that had left travelers stranded at airports worldwide. In addition, the Department of Homeland Security said it would suspend enforcing the ban as a result of the federal ruling. The White House is expected to appeal the decision. For KCPW, I'm Emily Means.